Why is ambition a dirty word? Hey everyone, my name's Heather Gray and I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery, my little podcast that could. And welcome to today's Mindset Lab. Here's what a listener asks. Hey there, Heather. You asked us to call or write in with questions for you, so here goes. I'm tired of apologizing for my ambition and my desire to make a high earning income. I spend my days in corporate as an advertising associate, and during my nights and weekends, I've been learning about Facebook ads marketing and have taken on a few clients independent of my job. I shared this with my family over the weekend because both jobs are going really well. I'm getting good results and I'm excited by what I'm learning and doing. My uncle said, judging by that car you have in the driveway and that watch you're wearing, you're not exactly hurting for cash. Why do you need to take more money from hardworking folks? I kept my response simple and I said, I have big dreams, I have goals, and I want to make my own life better while also helping small business owners do the same for themselves. I'm not sure why I have to apologize for that. Heather, I'm embarrassed. Why do I have to apologize for that? Why is making money something I'm not supposed to talk about wanting? I've accomplished a lot, and for some reason, I'm still being made to feel like a selfish piece of crap. Do you have any thoughts? Holy smokes, do I have some thoughts? It does feel like ambition is a dirty word sometimes, and it's hard not to take personal, especially when you're talking to your family. I think it's a little bit sometimes about understanding where other people are coming from is a way of informing yourself and who you want to be going forward. Because the reality is that not everyone is ambitious. Not everyone has goals for themselves or, you know, aspires for anything bigger than what they have. And they're totally, you know, fine to do that. They don't have to aspire bigger. But I think that when they see people like you, and I'm going to be so bold and daring and say myself, out there saying, no, I want more. I think I'm capable of more. I think it threatens them. I think it threatens and worries them about, first of all, when it's coming from your family, where is this going to take you? Is it going to take you further away from them? But I also think it threatens them in a way because it takes the finger that they're pointing at you, and on some level, they're pointing it at themselves. And I think we have to dive a little bit deeper to understand that. So here goes. The reality is that when we're dreaming big and we're reaching for the stars and we're trying to meet our potential and exceed our potential, we're putting ourselves out there. And the idea that if you work hard, people will respect that work ethic, will commend you for it, and will want the best for you, I think is a little naive sometimes. Because the reality is that not everyone can have that level of success. Not everyone reaches big and gets the gold ring. And I think sometimes when people are questioning and criticizing the dreamers, sometimes they're coming from a place of having not sort of met, I'm not wording this right, but they haven't achieved success themselves and they're feeling bad about that. And then they start to resent other people for having it. And that doesn't mean you're wrong for wanting it. And it doesn't mean that you don't get to have your feelings hurt, because it is a hurtful statement. It is judgmental. It's small-minded and it's critical. And your uncle didn't know the whole story, because part of that story that you shared is, I work a 9-to-5 and I'm working nights and weekends. Because you have a dream, and we would hope that more people would be sort of praising that and respecting the work ethic. And the reality is not everyone does. And I think that if you use this as a learning opportunity for yourself to think about, who do you want to be and how do you want to respond when people do question your ambition, when they do question your desires, or in this case, it sounds like you might be bumping up a little bit of their questioning your industry. Because the advertising industry comes with some stigma attached. So the people who work in it have to deal with that stigma. That, like, yes, you get your feelings hurt. You've explained it once. I have goals. I have dreams. I don't want to apologize for that. So honestly, I think that's where the conversation in this particular circumstance ends. But for you, it can continue, because people are going to be asking you these questions. Some because they want to be like you and they want to learn learn from what you're doing and follow your path. Other people, because it makes them, you know, it just makes them feel a little bit smaller. It makes them feel bad for not having gone after something themselves. Whatever place these people are coming from, because you're putting yourself out there, you're going to be called to respond. And that's your challenge. The challenge is to not be offended by the question. Some of this is simply that people don't understand, that they've lived in their own sort of world where online marketing and online business or a bunch of people owning their own businesses is just completely foreign because they're so locked into the old 9-to-5 way of thinking. So we can't be offended by the question. But if we start to take ownership over the question of why are you doing this? Why do you want this? Because you know what? The answer may simply be because you want a higher level of income. And if that's the answer, you have to own it and state it unapologetically and move on. But the why is such a crucial question in entrepreneurship. It's such an important sort of point of focus to spend some time on. And this is your opportunity to do that because your answer is part of your story. It's part of your about page on your website if you have one. It's part of how you're going to set yourself apart from the pack of other Facebook ads managers if you end up learning more about this and building your own business. Like, why is part of what makes you different? And if you can be unapologetic about that and you can start to really dig deep into the answer for yourself, I think you can take this moment of criticism and turn it into a moment of empowerment. So what I would do is think about the fact that you're an advertising associate and you by choice, and I know that job a little bit, you're already working long hours. By choice, you're extending your workday into the late evening hours and on weekends. You're giving up social time. You're giving up time with family and friends and for your own personal hobbies because you have this dream. Why? Why Facebook ads? What do you see the power in it? Why is it changing so rapidly in the industry? And what makes it such an exciting thing for you to be a part of? Get in tune with that and then use it as your answer in your own copy when you're selling your services. Because people get to question and people get to ask. We decide who we're going to be and our answer, how we show up and define for other people who we are, what we do, and why we do it becomes the foundation and cornerstone of our business. You don't have to apologize for your ambition. You don't have to apologize for wanting to make high income. You can accept that not everyone's going to understand it. And the questioning and the doubt and the criticism isn't a sign not to do it. What it is a sign of, though, very likely, is that you're not surrounded by your tribe. That if your family is largely stuck in old school mentality of earning money or earning just enough to pay the bills or, you know, some other point of view that has just kind of been passed down generation to generation, it's going to be really important for you to find the people who believe in dreaming big with you. And you may find that in your own work industry because it's my understanding that advertising associates and executives are a pretty ambitious group as a whole. So you may find them where you work, or you may need to find other entrepreneurial communities or spaces or talk to other people who have the side hustle and the weekend warrior thing going on. Because part of why you're tired of apologizing and part of why you're feeling embarrassed is my guess is that your dream, your moment of pride where you wanted to show your accomplishment has become largely isolating. And that too is a place where you have control. You don't have to stay alone just because you're working on your side hustle. I would really encourage you to start looking around and trying to find your people because your network is really tied to your net worth. I have a rule about questions too. They can be asked and then they can be answered once. If you find yourself in an environment where you're repeatedly asked by the same people the question, why are you doing this? Are you being money grubbing? Are you being greedy? Or any other passive implication if they're just giving you that old-fashioned side eye, you don't have to answer every time. You can say, well, I've already explained it to you, and clearly you disagree, and I accept that. That part of recognizing your own personal power in your dreams and your goals is recognizing that simply because people ask the question, you don't always have to respond. You don't owe them an answer. You don't owe them an explanation. You don't have to have that conversation, especially if it's going to bring you down and make you small. But also too, don't be so entitled that you don't think people get to ask the question. Now, your uncle in this case in point was an ass, quite frankly. It was a rude, embarrassing question, and I'm kind of imagining that it happened in a group of people. I almost picture you in your backyard around the grill with your lemonade in hand, you know, being kind of called out like that. And that can feel bad. But you always get to decide who you tell your story to, how you tell it, and how much you tell. And I would encourage you to own that, to share your feelings, experiences, and day-to-day with the people who get it, and recognize that some people just won't, and they're not going to make you any better because they're too tied up in trying to be bitter. I hope that this has helped. I hope you have a takeaway here. Thanks so much. You're my first write-in with a question. So you go down in the history books of my own personal work milestones here. So thanks so much for reaching out. I hope it helps. Those of you who want to continue the conversation, certainly find me over at Facebook. I have a Facebook group over there, Choose to Have It All. You can find it in the search button pretty easily. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me today, and I'll be talking to you again tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.